This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hello, hello. Hoping all of you are well and your week is off to the best start possible. Y'all, make this week a great week, okay? Friendly reminder that you have the power to make your day a great day. You have the power to make your week a great week, but only if you make that decision. Whatever comes your way this week, albeit issues at work, maybe someone said something crazy to you, maybe someone isn't showing up for you the way that they probably should be showing up for you, maybe it's them kids acting like they weren't raised with some common sense, and you know that they have common sense because you raised them, you can still make this week a beautiful week. Also, happy belated Mother's Day to all of our moms out there listening. I hope if you are a mom or if you celebrate it with your mom or the women that have been mother figures in your life, I hope you had an amazing Mother's Day. Moms give so much to us. I look at my mom especially, and y'all, I'm 31 and I still call her for everything. I hope to one day be a mother, but until then, I would like to take this moment to celebrate all of our moms out there listening today. Your job never ends, and I thank you for that. So clap for yourself today, boo. If you're in your car, do a little dance or shake a little something if you got it. Or if you're at work or in your house, just take a moment and send one up for yourself today, boo. You absolutely deserve it. Thank you. If you have not already, make sure to take a second and subscribe to the Slay Girl Slay YouTube channel after you listen to today's episode. We are growing on the YouTube channel and I'm super grateful. I'm loving our weekly conversations where we unpack each podcast episode from the week, and it gives me a chance to just dive in a little more. So if you have a second, go to the Slay Girl Slay YouTube channel right now, subscribe and check us out. I promise we do not disappoint. Now, y'all know I'm back in Chicago, and being back at home presents more opportunities for me to see my family. And my life has obviously shifted for various reasons, and you guys know what those reasons are. But right now, I'm in a season of my life where it's do or die for me, right? Either I'm gonna put up or shut up. Now is the time where I am going to make every dream of mine a reality, make this business fly, or pack it up and leave. And that requires a level of myself where I have to be so in tune with who I am and laser focused on who I need to become to make that happen. And I have to be super in tune with myself and be laser focused on what I need to become, because I know not everyone around me is going to understand what I'm doing. Not everyone around me is going to understand where I'm about to go, but I still have to stand up on both of my feet, planted firmly on the ground, and still show them who I am. Even though my future is uncertain, right? Even though there is no proof that the things will happen the way that I say that they're going to happen, I still need to show people who I am, regardless of how they think or feel. I was at an aunt's house briefly, and she had a couple of people over that I haven't seen in years. And my life has changed 3 and 4 times over since I last saw them. But I found myself reverting back to this old, shy, quiet me that I used to be. This quiet me before I found my voice and before I realized that I had the sauce. The me that wasn't really confident in myself or believed in myself. the old Ashley that just would entertain small talk and not really let people see who I really was. So I'm talking with my cousin's boyfriend, and he's been around for nearly a decade, and we're just catching up. And he's like, "Ash, what's up? I haven't seen you in years. How is California? Oh my God. Wait, what are you doing back here? You lost your job. Oh, so are you going to find another job? No? Why not? What are you going to do with your life? How are you going to make money? How are you going to pay your bills?" And I don't know about you, sis, but I still get flustered when I tell people about myself, especially now that I'm in the season that I'm in. This brought me back to that time I was in that hotel lobby with that white guy, and he was just rambling off about all the things that he did, his career, his hopes, and his dreams. And he just told me effortlessly, without fear or doubt of what I would think. And that in turn birthed the episode White Man Confidence. And if you're an OG listener, you know what I'm talking about. So instantly, I was like, oh yeah, I'm not looking for a job anymore. I'm running my business full time, right? I have a podcast and a brand, and it's really cool. You should check it out. That's what I told him. And instantly, I wanted to kick myself because in that moment, I had downplayed all of the work, sacrifice, time, and effort I had put into getting myself to where I am today. I still told him who I was, right? But I dumbed it down a little bit in fear that he would not embrace the fullness of me and all that I had come to be since we last talked. I watered down this version of myself because I was afraid that even though I told him who I was and what I was doing, that he would not understand where I was trying to go, that he would not appreciate what I wanted to do with this gift that I had been given. So I dumbed it down for him. And I can't help but to think about all of you listening today, about how you may have watered down yourself and watered down your gifts, watered down your talent, and softened your voice a little because of other people, because of what they might think, because of how they might react or how they might feel. I can't help but to think about all of you that have consistently shown up and shown out for yourselves and did the things that no one else in your families would do. And you have blown your own minds. Yet, when it's time to talk about yourself and brag a little about what you do and where you're about to go, you give the watered down version of yourself. It's one thing to speak up and tell people who you are when they ask, right? It's one thing to speak up when you're around others and you say out loud, oh yeah, I'm an author. Yes, I'm a business owner. Yep, I'm a doctor. I'm a nurse. But it's a whole nother ball game to not just tell people who you are, but tell them with some authority, to speak about yourself in a way that makes others open up their ears and listen. When I did White Man Confidence years ago, I was just scratching the surface in what it meant to be confident in who you are and how you present yourself to others. Back then, I was mortified to tell people I had a podcast. I was nervous and I feared what they might say, or I feared that they would ask me questions that maybe I didn't have the answers to. So back then, when people asked what I did, I would say, oh, I have a podcast on the side. It was so casual, the way that I said it. It had no authority. This time around, when my cousin asked, oh, what do you do? I attacked it a little bit quicker, and I told him about the podcast, and I told him about the brand, and I said, I wasn't looking for a job, right? But it still had no authority. My voice was still a little bit shaky when I said it. I was confident enough to tell him, but I wasn't confident enough to tell him boldly. I wasn't confident enough to tell him in a way that was unapologetic about my decision to live my life the way that I live it now. And that is what I want you to catch today. In the season 4 premiere, we talked about excellence. We talked about rising to a new level of excellence and how that new level will require more of you. And y'all, when you move to new levels in your life, the confidence needs to rise to that level too. In the last few years, some of you have picked up new skills and using those skills to make money, but still not confident in who you are and what you do. Some of you have written books, gotten new jobs and new careers, new promotions, hit business goals, or even started a new business for that matter, but you are still giving your friends, your family, and your peers the watered down version of you. And I am here to tell you that if you continue to give people the watered down version of yourself, they will treat you as such. You cannot be your full, blossoming, beautiful, powerful self with people who are only used to the small version of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are all dealing with something that stresses us out. It can be big things and even the smallest of things. And if we keep them bottled up and not talk about them in a safe space, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe space to get things off of your chest and to identify what's really weighing you down and how to fix it. I've always been a very big advocate for therapy, and if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. It is that simple. Something I learned during a therapy session is no matter how big or small the situation is, if it bothers you, it matters. And sitting down talking about my issues, big or small, helps me figure out how to work through them. Get things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay. For 10% off your first month. I used to be mad. Like, why do people treat me like I don't know what I'm doing with my life, right? Like, why do family members always have so many questions about my life and what I'm doing? And it's because I have consistently watered down who I was for them. And they do not know big me, real me, full me. And on my way home that night, I said, you know what? This stops today. I am in a new season of my life, and there is a new level of confidence that I must have to get me through this season. So when people have questions about me or want to get to know me or know what I do, I will give it to them, even if they don't understand. I will stand proudly in what I do and the decisions that I make for myself, even if they do not agree, even if they have questions, even if they can't comprehend this new version of who I am that's talking to them. No more, sis. Start introducing your family, your friends, or your so-called friends, and your peers, and your coworkers to the real you, to the full you, to the powerful you that they do not know because they are so used to this small version you presented to them. White man confidence, part two. When you tell people who you are, tell them with pride. When you share your thoughts and your opinions, do it fearlessly. God did not give you that gift, that talent, and that blessing for you to let people get a peek at it. Open up the window, sis, and show them what you've got. Show them what you're made of. Just because people don't understand what you're doing or where you're headed, that doesn't mean you can't make them rise up to meet you where you are today. You don't like the watered down version of you, so why keep giving that version to everybody else? And you know what? Who cares if they don't get it? Who cares if they feel uncomfortable around you? Who cares if they have something to say? From now on, make people come up and get it. God bless my little cousin. Bless his heart. He was just asking a question. But that lit a whole nother flame up under me. Like, yo, Ashley, don't do that. Stop. Stop giving people a little bit of this and a little bit of that when they speak to you. You did not come this far to just tell people you got a little brand in this podcast on the side. No, because this podcast, because this brand reaches almost 1 million people across the world. This podcast has been downloaded in every country, places I did not even know existed on the map. But that's not the brag. The brag is that I am able to use my gift to help millions of women change their lives. And y'all don't just listen. Y'all are out there doing it. That's the brag. That my life isn't the only one that's changing. Your lives are changing too. So when the next person asks me, what do I do and where I'm going and what do I have planned for my future? He's gonna need to sit down so that I can fully share all that I am and all that I have been given. He's going to have to rise up and meet me because this is the level that I am on, and I am no longer watering myself down so that they can digest me in a way that only they can understand. No more. Give it to them, sis. I am holding myself accountable just like I am holding you accountable. Don't be in my DMs talking about, oh, sis, I just bought my own home. Oh, sis, I just started my own podcast. But then when you're out with your friends, you have to hide who you are and all of your accomplishments. And you have to be quiet about all the things God has done for you. Get some new friends. Don't be in my DMs talking about, sis, thank you for making me see the leader in me. But when your family talks to you, that leader is nowhere to be found. No more, sis. It ends today. It ends for you and it ends for me too. When people want to know what you're up to and what you've been doing or where you're headed, give it to them, sis. And when you give it to them, don't water it down. Make them come up and get it. Tell them who you are with some authority. Show them who you are fearlessly and speak to them unapologetically. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.